Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show.
From the East, House of Light, may wisdom dawn in us, so we may see all things in clarity. From the North, House of Night, may wisdom ripen in us, so we may see all from within. From the West, House of Transformation, may wisdom be transformed into right action, so we may do what must be done. South, House of the Eternal Sun, may right action reap the harvest, so we may enjoy the fruits of planetary being. From above, House of Heaven, where star people and ancestors gather, may their blessings come to us now. From below, House of Earth, may the heartbeat of her crystal core bless us with harmonies to end all war. From the center, galactic source, which is everywhere at once, may everything be known as the light of mutual love. Ayum, Hunabku, Evam Maya, E Ma Ho. Ayum, Hunab Ku. Evam Maya, E Ma Ho. Ayum, Hunab Ku. Evam Maya, E Ma Ho.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. This is Makua Ray, your host for this exploration, along with my partner Ruben Yinas in Bogota, Colombia. Greetings, brother.
In Lakesh, greetings, brother Makua, and greetings to all the listeners who are now tuning in and who would be tuning in the future, because this is a broadcast that is not only for the now, but it's for future generations. And today is a really, really special time of the year. We are approaching the solstice and having this show tonight, opening with that prayer is really powerful, really, really, really special. Thank you.
Indeed. Well, thank you. Thank you, in fact, for the recommendation. Coming into tonight's episode, that we actually share that right there, the prayer of the seven galactic directions, with Jose Arguez Valum Votan reciting that sacred prayer. And you know, every time I hear that, it just never gets old. And that's what's beautiful about that incantation is so special, so important. That it's true. It's a blessing that we can play it tonight, particularly as we're commemorating the seventh show in this series, where we've been looking at the seven key facts of the Calendar Referendum Initiative 2020. So it's a very auspicious night to be able to introduce this energy.
Actually, the inspiration for the seven key facts is coming from the progressive build-up of the prayer of the seven galactic directions, in which we if we tune in to the words and to the intentions that are expressed there, you can feel that there is a crescendo, and the seventh, of course. is the heart. Today is a Auxilio Day, which is the seventh day of the week. It's the crystal moon of cooperation. So we have many sevens, and we know how special that is. I woke up this morning with a big rainbow through the window of my room. So it's very special, considering everything that has been going on for the past 2 weeks. Again, a lot of build-up.
Yeah,
a lot of build-up.
Indeed. But we'll definitely look at some of that, unpack some of that tonight, because I know there's a lot happening in live time, in real time, as we're doing this broadcast. As you're indicating, we're coming off of a whole sequence of events in the past 14 days, particularly some that have had direct impact on you there in Colombia, as well as other things that have just been happening across the planetary whole. I want to draw people's attention. I want to draw people's attention to these seven key facts, as you indicated, that have been inspired in many ways, modeled after the seven directions mm-hmm. of that collect of that prayer that we just received. And so I think it might be wise. I think it's good for episode seven. Maybe we go ahead and speak to number seven. But then I also think it's helpful to actually go through
yes.
all seven.
Yes.
And maybe you want to help yes. me with that. But I'd like to go ahead and share the seventh one right now. And then yeah. we can go through the other seven and we can alternate through those. But mm-hmm. Fact number seven, and for people listening online, you're welcome to join in online at 13months28days.info /7-key-facts. 13months28days.info, and you'll find it in the menu under 7 key facts right there at the top. But number seven, calendar reform is a revolutionary peace initiative. Calendar reform is a revolutionary peace initiative. 13 years have elapsed since the last attempt to change the calendar, and now is the time to reintroduce this idea to the world. The 13-month, 28-day calendar awareness campaign is a people's movement synchronized with nature's movement to restore harmony and peace on Earth. This movement is destined to usher a calendar referendum for the year 2020, when a new collective choice point can be reached to implement a new timing system based on the accurate measure of the actual harmonic principles governing the astronomical cycles of the Earth. The 13-moon calendar belongs to no religion, is purely non-sectarian, democratically embracing all beliefs, and holds a peaceful balance between the various solar and lunar calendars used around the world, synchronizing all other calendars. It is deeply inspired by the values promoted by the Banner of Peace and is currently used in over 80 countries on Earth. The Banner of Peace itself is a powerful universal symbol which was adapted by the visionary artist Nicholas Roeg to serve as an emblem for the desire of human culture to rise above war. This flag has been flown globally as a sign of peace and culture since the 1930s. This is why the 13-month calendar change peace movement, 13-moon calendar change peace movement, adopted this symbol as representative of its purpose and mission, and is the reason why the 13-month, 28-day calendar awareness campaign continues to acknowledge and utilize this particular banner, this very specific banner, for these very specific purposes. So that's number seven. Calendar reform is a revolutionary peace initiative. I'd like to ask you, Ruben, to go ahead and just, we'll alternate through the seven. I think it's good to hear them in sequence, but if you want to begin with number one, and then I'll do number two, and so on. And we can just go through the mm-hmm. abbreviated version, the actual facts.
Yes, yes.
If people want yeah. to read the explanation, they can find it on the website for sure.
Yes, for sure. So what you were saying is that we alternate or
yes.
Or okay.
Yes.
Yeah, the fact number one is the basis of this elucidation, and is the calendar is the operational system of civilization. The calendar is the operational system of civilization. It's important that we digest that one, because we live in a world that is driven by technology, and we recognize the analogies of the world of technology with the operational system is the one that runs our computers. So in the same way, we have a software that is running our brains, and it's important to understand that that's the operational system of the entire civilization. That's it's a big fact to digest, actually.
Absolutely. Number two, our current calendar is not a practical tool to measure the most basic cycles of time. Our current calendar is not a practical tool to measure the most basic cycles of time. That says a lot when we consider that we do organize our lives according to this impractical tool that actually does not measure the most basic of natural cycles that occur as time in nature. So that's a very interesting point, being that it isn't even practical to connect us with this, or to measure and to allow an ability for us to connect with natural cycles, it renders
and
itself
some,
essentially impotent.
Yeah, and some key words to highlight there is that is arbitrary division of the solar year, and it's illogical, it's unscientific, and it's unfortunately an unquestioned institution of the modern society. So we really start to make this very conscious, and that's the purpose of the of this campaign probably dissecting the most important elements of this issue of calendars and consciousness into seven key facts, and it's important to acknowledge that we live basically according to a very primitive tool to measure time. Yeah, I'm going to continue then with the number three. The calendar is the most fundamental organizing principle of an advanced society. The calendar is the most fundamental organizing principle of an advanced society. This ties in with the fact number two, and it relates to the fact that it's a very simple principle, is that everything that we organize, even this show or any activity, is coordinating according to this organizing principle called a calendar. So when we put into perspective that there are 7 billion people organizing their life according to erroneous and arbitrary measure of cycles that is not in tune with our biological rhythms, that of course that creates an amplified effect on society, and it's not the measure of our advancement in as a species is also measured by our ability to measure time in the right way. So this is is another very, very powerful fact.
Indeed, and I think that leads us directly to the next fact, number four, when we consider this arbitrary, erratic measure. The current calendar has a very detrimental effect on our mental and physical health. So because the count itself is erratic and arbitrary, is not connected or tracking anything occurring in nature, any natural cycle, it is impractical, as we said, as a fundamental organizing principle. It's not a practical organizing principle. It's an erroneous count. And so it effectively has a very detrimental effect on our mental and physical health, because like nature, there are natural cycles that occur that we are coordinated and organized to biologically and as a planetary whole, that do foster harmony, that do foster regeneration. The current calendar, however, being that it's actually not synchronized to measure anything in nature, nor is it specifically a practical tool for fundamental organization that actually has a positive result, we can say it's an organizing tool, but look at its result. And the resultant quality that comes out of this erroneous system is greater detriment to our mental health. And where the mind goes, the body surely follows.
Yeah, and especially that it has a compounding effect over time, because the more time passes by and technology advances, the more exacerbated this effect becomes, this detrimental effect, because of the acceleration that technology brings, the instantaneity of everything, and the and the bombardment of information and technological devices and different also toxic atmospheres of electromagnetic energy. So it is really we are reaching that threshold between technological advancement and biological organic evolution, and this is the fourth fact, which is at the heart of the seven, and it's at the heart, and it's a green color because it's really affecting our health and our capacity to connect with nature in a very detrimental way. It's not only detrimental for us, but for all other species on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
Yes.
So go ahead and connect that to number five,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah, well, number five is derived from the last four facts, and it's we are at an evolutionary crossroads on Earth. And I think this is no secret for anyone today. We just need to check any news website and see what is happening today on the planet. And it is very we are witnessing a very very polarized atmosphere right now. We just have another couple of events around the world, one in Paris, one in London, more religious hate across the planet, unfortunately. Mm. And here in my own country, I was spending the weekend, the Gregorian weekend, with a contributor of this project, and I was fortunate enough to be next to the explosion of a bomb here in Bogota, but to be a witness of this increasing atmosphere of conflict on Earth. So it's really we will go deeper into the current state of affairs later on the show. But it's really, you have to feel this atmosphere of an increasing need to make a positive move towards peace, because it's getting really polarized. And we had also a Syrian army plane shot by the U.S. coalition. So there is we are at that evolutionary crossroads today, and that's why when we were promoting this show online on social media, we added the word choice point. I think that's a really important keyword. It's the fork in the road, and we either look for new untried solutions. And some of the audios that we are going to read here tonight are related to these solutions to the current atmosphere and these crossroads in which we are going to lead one of these paths of evolution, one through technology and conflict and the other one through harmony and peace. And this is the right time to make that choice. So it's very, very important.
I'd like to point out too, you know, I think the fact of the matter is there's a numbing effect to what's happening. Like, we find ourselves at this crossroads. This is a very important fact, because we do find ourselves at this crossroads, this great crescendo of sorts, where we're seeing the reactions and the out figuring it being expressed as violence and conflict and chaos. A couple of things come to mind for me. And among that is that there is a great initiation happening right now. And people who know or understand initiation, spiritual initiation, it doesn't necessarily feel good, but it is certainly a necessary catalyst for awakening. because what we're saying in light of this idea of something unconscious becoming conscious is there's a necessary friction sometimes that is required to catalyze something or to cause something to actually shift. And so I think a lot of what we're seeing now, in a sense, is part of the combination of elements required for that greater collective awakening that is, is, you know, being experienced as this fever pitch of one conflict after another throughout the world in various places right there in your own home, in places where you grew up, and just throughout the world. I mean, just imagine the many places in Europe, Syria, throughout Africa, you name it. Like, the conflict is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. But it's coming to such a fever pitch to where, and I think we talked about this previously, but there's the sort of path toward greater material orientation to our nature or to who we think we are, which is double down on all of our need to control nature's resources and the need to leverage these resources as strength or power toward manufacturing or toward whatever systems we've created for ourselves. Part of this choice that you're speaking of, there's the race to the bottom, or what I like to think of as as far away from nature as you can possibly go in terms of completely alienating yourself from the natural world, essentially, because that is the promise of the current climate conflict. It's continued deprivation of nature and separation from nature in that regard. And that's not really a choice that we would want to make if we're thinking with wisdom and from our higher consciousness. But what I want to point out about the choice point, though, is even with all this destabilization, even with all this chaos, we have to appreciate that to have a choice means power itself. To have a choice leaves you empowered. It doesn't leave you without power. It actually leaves you enabled to make a decision that is going to be beneficial, be regenerative, be something you can count on, you can rely on, to create the type of outcomes that you would like to foster and see and promote and create. And I think part of the numbing effect of all the violence is that it has also stupefied people and separated them from their ability as an actual creative being. When we speak of natural time, we speak of an awakening of our creative potentiality. When we recognize that we've been operating in a disjointed, chaotic frequency that has not promoted our own evolution, it's like the idea of choose your change or your change will choose you. And so we've come to this choice point because of abject ignorance. And you can't get much more ignorant than we've been or have we have become. And so the only real option is an untried solution of awakening, of conscious revitalization and reform, if you will.
Yeah.
So I and also say that, and I want to speak to number six.
Yeah. Yeah, and to finish that idea also, the fact that this perpetual state of war is playing out at very different levels, and some very more subtle than others, and the calendar is a very subtle level of manipulation of human consciousness, and changing the calendar implies a changing consciousness. That's why it's such a powerful idea, and because it connects us to a whole different sets of principles and universal laws that are based in mathematics, and we know that mathematics is the language of nature. So it is really important to make that emphasis on the consciousness aspect of the effect of the calendar. So go ahead, please.
Absolutely.
With number six.
Yes, number six. Calendar reform is not a new crazy idea. Number six, calendar reform is not a new crazy idea. And so this is true in that nearly 100 years ago, there was a global initiative to identify a new calendar, a new approach to the calendar, because it was clearly understood that on some level, the calendar, the dominant calendar, was not really genuinely preferred. If it had been such a great calendar, there certainly wouldn't have been this whole campaign to find something new. So the idea then was introduced, and we're truncating the history related to this very, very sharply, and people can learn more about it on 13months28days.info, but for the sake of brevity, George Eastman of Eastman Kodak was part of a campaign to particularly focus on the 13-month, 28-day calendar, known as the International Fixed Calendar. And people can look this up online. There's a lot of information out there about it. It's a perpetual calendar, meaning the same every year. So January 1st would always have been a Sunday, for example, had they been successful with this particular campaign. So moving in the framing of 364-day calendar was initiated then, and we're talking about a very similar framework now, although, as you just mentioned, we're talking about something that's actually connected based on mathematical relationship to nature, whereas January 1st in the dead of winter was not specifically corollary with a natural cycle. That was actually what became of the transition from the Julian to the Gregorian calendar, was the start date of January 1. So in the thinking 100 years ago, it wasn't necessarily being promoted or pursued from the perspective of connecting us back to nature. It was being promoted from a perspective of a 13-month, 28-day calendar is far more efficient for business. It's far more effective.
Yes.
So that was the impetus 100 years ago. Now we realize, because of the choice point and where we find ourselves in relationship with the natural environment, we need to have an orientation that actually synchronizes us with nature's cycles. Hence the reason why the 13 moon calendar change peace plan came about in 1995 as an effort to literally help synchronize humanity as a consciousness, as a conscious body, to nature's timing that was rooted with a start date of July 26, which we know is the helical rising, the traditional helical rising of the star Sirius. There was a point in nature that was recurring and essentially a marker for a broader galactic synchronization, if you will. And people sometimes hear the word galactic and they get a little overwhelmed, but let's not neglect the fact that we do live in a galaxy. This is understood. We don't need to be so mystified by that. We need to really come to accept that that's the multiple dimension that we're dealing with in this case. So the idea of calendar reform, very long and short, is not a new crazy idea. And we provide several points of background to that point on 13months28days.info. And I definitely want to invite people to go visit the website to learn more about that, that point of fact. But that brings us full circle here, full spiral, if you will, to number 7, if you'd like to go ahead and articulate that for us.
Yes, of course. Yeah, the fact that this is not a new crazy idea, it means that is not impossible to achieve peace through a different means than the traditional ones. And that's why we say in number 7 that calendar reform is a revolutionary peace initiative. Calendar reform is a revolutionary peace initiative. And yes, this is coming full circle because, and also to the last step of the 7-step ladder, because this idea was introduced 13 years ago. So it's actually, for us, the right timing to reintroduce it. So it's part of the natural cycle. We didn't plan for this, but it's the way it happened, and we didn't plan for talk about this subject of peace at the time of the year that we are being bombarded with news of war across the planet. So it is the inspiration for this peace initiative, which is the calendar referendum initiative, who I have to give you the merit of really envisioning that possibility first, the shifting from a calendar change initiative to a calendar referendum. There is a very subtle and powerful shift there, because what we are trying to do with this is to basically raise awareness. And if in these 4 years that we have to 2020, we can educate enough people and create the conditions for it to happen either in 2020 or in 2027 or in the future, that we are able to leave something for the next generation to build. Because of course, since we are noticing by seeing the news what is transpiring today in the world, we know that we need something like a radical solution right now. And organizing ourselves according to a higher principle or a harmonic principle, it may have very powerful effects on the short and on the long run, because of this shifting consciousness that we presented on fact number five, because we need to understand the simple, very simple principle that harmony cannot engender disharmony cannot engender harmony, and only harmony can engender harmony. So since we are talking about a principle of resonance and attuning to natural cycles, to these orbits, that the 13 orbits that the moon takes to complete, for the Earth to complete one orbit around the sun, then we are attuning to a higher principle. And attuning to that harmony brings peace. That's kind of the basic fundamental principle below this. Why this is a revolutionary peace initiative is because harmony engenders peace. It's a principle of sound and vibration. And so if we enter in resonance with our solar system, of course we are going to experience more harmony on the planet. And this is probably a good point also to bring a little bit of why this peace initiative was launched through this outlet, and it's being launched actually today, because we are basically finalizing these 7 shows that we envisioned. I want to thank to all the people who have helped to sustaining this thought form or this initiative as an idea, because by tuning in you are supporting the initiative, and by sharing the links you are supporting the initiative, and by following the count every day of the daily tune-up, you are helping the initiative, and we are helping little by little to create a movement and that is synchronized with these cycles of nature. So the inspiration behind having this peace initiative came from the banner of peace. And I think this is a very key point to bring now, because the last calendar reform was around the same time of the 20th century that the first serious peace initiative in the world started, which was the Rorich Peace Pact. And it is no coincidence that these events, or these two initiatives, the calendar reform by George Eastman Kodak and the Banner of Peace Pact, or the Rorik Peace Pact by Nicola Rorik were happening synchronously and right next to each other, because George Eastman was living in upstate New York, and all this was happening in not only Washington D.C., but it was also planned and carefully discussed by very, very renowned intellectuals of the time. We're talking about in 1935, Nicholas Rorik and his wife Elena, who were a couple from Russia. They were basically people with vast knowledge, esoteric knowledge, and knowledge in social sciences. And they, after the effects of World War One, they understood that it was part of their mission to prevent that events similar to what happened in World War One happen again. So that was the inspiration for the Rorik Peace Pact, and it became a reality in 1935 when 22 leaders of the Americas, the 22 presidents of the nations of the Americas, met in Washington, D.C., and they signed this treaty to protect the cultural patrimony of Earth in times of war. And this was also signed by the U.S. President FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who is famous for also all the hardships that he was he needed to handle, because let's remember that the 1930s were the most difficult times, especially in the U.S. after the crash of the 29th. So the world was in a recovery, and the Rorik Peace Pact, the Calendar Reform Initiative, were part of that renewal, or that new hope that was emerging in the 1930s after the crash. So it is very unfortunately that this initiative, which was also named by Nicholas Rorik as the Red Cross of Culture, because was designed to protect the spiritual and cultural values of humanity, as the Red Cross is created to kind of protect the health or the well-being of society. So it is time for us to remodel these initiatives. We mentioned before that the calendar, the Gregorian calendar, runs in 28-year cycles. It repeats itself, the same record of the days. So every 28 days, our birthday is falling the same day of the week, and the calendar of 1989, which was 28 years apart, is the same one as 2017, in the same way that the calendar of 1933 was the same as 2017. We are three cycles of 28 days away from this last or first initiative of the 20th century, and 13 years apart of the second initiative of the 20th century, which was started by José Anluitín in the 1990s. So I think that was an important background information to give to new people tuning in, because this gives us also a reference point in history for us to connect and understand that in the same way as Nicolas Roerich and his wife Elena were inspired by the values of the banner, which are the values of, or the principles of science, art, and spirituality. We united under one culture, or the principles of past, present, and future, which are the three dots, also the representation, or the principles of man, earth, and cosmos. So in the same way, Jose and Loidin were inspired by those same values, by that same initiative to launch this calendar change peace movement and the calendar change peace plan. And now, 13 years later, we are fortunate enough to carry on and put this subject into our consciousness because of the timing. It's very needed right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's a very, very accurate, helpful backstory to lay out for people, as you said, for people just tuning in who are beginning to learn what's happening in the situation and the recurring cycles here with calendar reform, the fact that this is a continuity, what we represent with this calendar awareness campaign. And even the work that we've been preparing for inside of different networks here of young leaders and decision makers and influencers. Mm. I mean, the intention at this point and the reason for resuscitating this effort with a very focused attention now is because, as you say, the conditions are such that we realize we cannot solve the enormous problems with the same minds or mind state that have created or caused these problems. Mm-hmm. So if we notice among the generations who are rising now, the millennials and even those younger who are arising now and are beginning to have to think and look and creatively approach an inheritance that is enormously challenging. So they're really looking at life in terms of how to hack problems, how to go in and how to actually constructively, creatively, even collaboratively come together to create new outcomes, you know, to really look at the dynamics that we're dealing with. And so as a result, the idea of the calendar has certainly got to reemerge as something to consider when looking at all of the various issues that the generations rising now want to hack and want to solve. Because unless we really look at the conundrum of the calendar and mechanized time, the combination of the clock and the calendar, and what that's created in humanity, unless we can look at that, then we're going to have a really difficult time adequately, properly, completely, holistically addressing all the various issues, say, presented by the Sustainable Development Goals of the United Nations, the 17 key areas that they want to address. Unless we consider the fact that the calendar is the underlying operating system, as we said at the very top of the list of the facts, unless we consider this operating system to understand what was the consciousness that went into designing that operating system and to what end, for what purpose, unless we really look at that, we will have a very difficult time really appreciating the mess that we found ourselves in. And so the 13-month calendar, and I'm going to emphasize the word month intentionally, because as we also detailed in the sequence of and the continuity of calendar reform, Jose and Loidin presented the 13 moon calendar and the calendar change peace plan through the 13 moon calendar, which incorporates the 260 days Olkin, a galactic reference that's very specific, in with a 13-month, 28-day cycle anchored to the date July 26th in the Gregorian calendar. That's the orientating date for the start year of that calendar. Now, that again, as we said, was something that we're picking up now 13 years later in this now iteration of that same pulse, that same wave, with the decided understanding that we want to present something for consideration that's practical and applicable, and that people can actually begin to use, and not just as, well, let's just put it like this. It doesn't have to particularly be with the complete throwing away of the Gregorian calendar, because that's not very practical to consider that. Mm-hmm. However, understanding we're transitioning from the impact of the Gregorian calendar by beginning to utilize the 13-month framework.
Yes.
So it's a relatively complex, yes. And yet at the same time, it's elegant and it's actually quite simple, which is the beauty of it. It's so complex because it's that simple. And as we begin to really normalize for people an appreciation for why a 13-month, 28-day framework has been tried and has actually worked, but it has also been resisted. It's important to understand the reason we don't currently have a national or international 13-month standard is because there was, you know, resistance to that.
Yep.
And we've gone over that in past shows. We've illuminated or spoken to the fact that there are institutions that have prevented this from becoming a standard. And I think everything is also about timing. It's not just about calendars. It's also about timing. And the place where we find ourselves in an evolutionary cycle, in the consciousness cycle for humanity, is coming to a place now where a reconsideration of something that could lend itself to being in attunement with nature and the environment, in attunement with people's needs, in attunement with creativity, and in attunement with biological cycles of women and mothers, actually in attunement with who we inherently and biologically and spiritually are, that's what this offer or consideration of a 13-month calendar actually presents. It presents the opportunity through a new framework, a new lens, a new mind, essentially, a mind returned into at least a relative rhythm with nature by design, and by nature. I mean, as you said earlier as well, mathematics is the language of nature. It's a language of nature. The science of math is actually a communication in nature. And so we can begin to really experience a greater quality and sense of who we are in harmony with nature as a result of beginning to apply this particular approach of a 13-month calendar. And that's why we're presenting this. And as I said, I think it needs to be presented as an underpinning, because we're dealing with the calendar as an operating system. So the operating system that we've currently been enmeshed in has resulted in a lot of what we see spinning out as chaos and conflict and war and confusion, with ill-fated attempts to stop it with, you know, like the fits and starts that have never actually actualized as harmony. And it seems to me that the way that harmony has come about, far more than arbitrated through politics and through national governments and militaries, is through the creative will of people. And so every movement, every social movement has its music, it has its art, it has the energy of the spirit of the people of the time. And now it's no different, you know. And in a way, this movement itself, I think, and I'm going to just say it now, I think it will begin to create resonance among artists who learn about this and really appreciate the impact of calendar reform in that regard. Mm-hmm. And there's a beautiful way that a colleague of mine helped me reconsider how to talk about this movement, as it were. Because we have gone in, let's be frank, we've gone in, we talk about the facts, we talk about the background, the story, the preceding campaigns and movements. And that's a lot of information for people. And yet it doesn't mean that that information is necessarily relatable to people. It's interesting, but not everybody is able to retain history or even have an interest in it in many cases. What I found interesting from my colleague and him sharing with me was that we should really, frankly, focus not on the history so much, but focus on time itself as a way to open the conversation, because what we're really talking about here, fundamentally, essentially, is time.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about time as another dimension, or time as the mind. Mm-hmm. And where we find ourselves, how we got to where we are, is because something came between time, mind, and nature. Like our mm-hmm. time, our minds, and nature, something came between that.
Mm-hmm.
Something was inserted or piked in there, or diked in there, or something, yes. you know, to disrupt mm-hmm. the flow. And so what we're dealing now with is a healing in great regard for a major breakage, a major interruption that has occurred at some point in relationship to our experience, individually and as cultures and societies the world over, our relationship and experience with time itself. So
yes.
reclaiming time is essentially what we're speaking of here. We're speaking of this experience of reclaiming time as your relationship, your creative opportunities,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, a person's value is their time. So when we consider then
yes.
the question or the statement, who owns your time, owns your mind, there's a lot to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without even getting into the history in that sense, because people do share the experience of feeling burdened. They feel the experience. They share the experience of feeling tired, you know.
Yeah.
People, it's, you know, unfortunately, these challenges that we experience mm-hmm. are something that are universal experiences that people can actually make personal. They can relate that something's completely wrong with our time and our relationship with time.
Yes.
You know,
that's
just as you get right down to it, you know.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
how time relates to our mind and what is our mind capable of if we have the time to explore our mind and its capability.
Mm-hmm.
And then how mm-hmm. does all of that relate to nature? How does that actually enlighten us and instruct us to our relationship with nature and all nature? Each other, our relationships, all things. And then,
yes.
where are we now? And how did we get
mm-hmm.
here? Because we didn't just happen to end up here, you know?
Mm.
And then that opens a door into the questions of, how did we get here?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
did this situation end up like it is?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I think
yes, and
relating this with people as it relates to time and time is quality of their mind and a, you know, an expanse of their ability and capability. That's
yes.
that's an exciting conversation to me that I know leads to the conversation about the calendar specifically. But
yeah,
I am very
absolutely.
Interested, you know, and I think the direction, as we've been laying out these seven key facts, I'm excited to see the direction this takes as we have the opportunity to present this matter again at the United
mm-hmm.
Nations with relationship
mm-hmm.
to the Nexus global community. You know, this
yeah.
particular network of and community of thought leaders and young, just young, good-hearted, open-minded people who have in their own ways influence and have in their own way great capacity to help
yeah.
and to be a solution, a genuine solution. So it's very exciting. In that
yes,
regard.
It's in, and bring the message to those walls of the UN because this message was already brought there. And so, but unfortunately, since our current calendar affects our memory, it's very easy to forget that happened, and actually it was not world news that happened. The opportunity of bringing this message into in New York City, at the UN, at this very start of the new year of this new calendar, it's very powerful because it's the right place at the right time, and we are fortunate enough to bring that message to those to that audience and in that setting, and that's basically the inspiration of this initiative was born out of the experience of last year. So I want to thank you for opening that space and for working diligently for the past 5 or 6 years in creating that opportunity, because now it's becoming a reality and it's closer, and we are doing this process in a very organic way, like you mentioned, and understand what are the aspects of the information that people would be more receptive, so that the shock of getting this new understanding, because it certainly creates a shock in the brain, because we have never thought or stopped to think about time. We have a very primitive understanding of time, and we need to also remember that José Argüelles was the person who also brought back this new science, which is an old science of the Maya, and that the purpose of creating this calendar change peace movement was to give humanity the opportunity to make a choice, so that we could cross the 2012 threshold in with good chances to keep evolving into a positive timeline, and we are here at the other end of, or the other side of the mirror after 2012. And a lot of people are still confused. We don't know what really happened in 2012, but things keep shifting. And it's 5 years after 2012, we are noticing that the effects of the intentions planted by José and Roydin are still alive, because we are having these conversations and we are putting these this subject that is very crucial for our evolution and for the future generations at a place that has the right receptivity to hear the message. So it's really important for us to have feedback from the people that, and I invite with this to any listener who is tuning in to please dial in. It would be really nice to have today the opportunity to hear someone.
Right. Let me give the phone number to people too. They can call in at 347-855-8448. Again, that number is 347-855-8448. So, yeah, participation is certainly welcome, and we anticipate people's participation. We've been fortunate to get some conversation happening through the Facebook page, so we encourage people to check out facebook.com/calendartruth and continue to visit the website for updates in the coming days. We're nearing a day known as the Day Out of Time, celebrating global peace through culture. That's everywhere around the planet on July 25th. And then we'll be there involved with the Nexus Global Summit beginning on July 26th, the first day of the actual 13-month year, which is quite auspicious. So we're definitely keeping track of the timing and the synchronicities and sequences of events here. As we've been discussing, a lot of things going on interpersonally, also across the planet, you know, throughout the planet. So we definitely want to send some music collaboration out there for a healing. And with that, I'd like to play a song by a band called Midnight called A Healing. And send us out there with the intention that, you know, things where there are errors and conflicts can get loved up and healed, you know, because we need more healing on the planet in a time such as this. So let's continue to keep a positive vibe for that. even in the face of certain challenges, but also know that we are not without the power of choice in this process, and that's something that we do want to emphasize here. So part of healing is choosing to be healed as well. So we just call that forth. And thanks to all the listeners out there. You're tuned in to Calendar Truth on Outside Radio.
Exploring addiction to see why it be. Gave them a choice between the substance and money. On a minimal scale, it was 50-50. Increase the money, they leave the substance be. Medical journal pedigree have it printed in them stationery. So money worry play a part in a dependency. However ironic that would seem to be. However ironic that would seem to be. Kind words and good emanation frequency proven most beneficial in a medically. It can bring down the tone so not to riot stampede. It can reach to your soul and feel to your need. Someone can relate, bring an instant healing. A healing, bring a healing. Marijuana in the world, permission of the state and the God, bring a healing. A therapeutic walk through the soul is a tougher healing. Just a spark of meaning. Forgiveness is redeeming. A pretty bird soul mansion of blues of wing. My free one wing. And then two wing. It's just as to fly. It's different. From walk or swim, just free your soul before the king. And the deepest of silence is listening. If I come and visit, it's in a higher cleansing. Bring a healing.
Currently, all conflict resolution of a global scale is attained through one of two poles, a political solution or a military solution. No other alternatives are recognized. There is another solution, the harmonic solution.
Harmonic solution. So that's what we're really essentially talking about here, what we're hoping to present to people as the untried solution, adopting a 13-month calendar as a way to synchronize all this other chaos and disorder that's just living inside the framework of 1260 mechanized artificial timing, and helping return our consciousness back to synchrony and harmony with nature so that we can actually experience peace. Peace is possible if we were but to try the untried solution. And people who've experienced following or tracking the 13 moons, you know, walking the 13 moons and 13-month, 28-day frequency can attest to greater experiences of synchronicity and greater access to one's own personal creativity, among many other benefits. You know, so there's actual measurable benefit to healing our split minds. You know, our minds have been fractured because of all of the chaos and disorder and all that we've been dealing with, made to take on. We see all that is happening before our very eyes in this third dimension, in this world of form, and yet just beyond the appearance of all this confusion is our ability to transform it, to heal it, you know, were we to have the proper tools to be able to truly experience that. And this happens to be one of those tools to really literally put oneself back into sync with natural cycles. And I want to be very clarifying here, because I know there's some confusion when you hear the word moon, 13 moon calendar. There's an automatic confusion. We've said it in the past that actually means we're connecting specifically to the synodic or sidereal cycles of the moon. This calendar in particular that we're focusing on, 13 months, 28 days, is not the moon specific to our local moon so much as it's the mathematical frequency of that moon when you average those two cycles. And it's important to state that, because there's people, you know, who have an understanding of, yes, we do have many, many lunar calendars. There's actual purpose in tracking the lunation cycle of our local moon, of course. And those calendars are as ever important for their purposes, just as this has a specific purpose. The purpose of this is harmonization. The purpose of this is actual harmonization with a greater mathematical frequency, a mathematical pattern of 13 and 28 that relates to our annual cycle, that shows us that frequency, that pattern of a more smooth and even flow of 13 months, 28 days each, as opposed to the erratic, arbitrary patterning of the 12-month calendar with its various months in terms of their number of days. We know a month is 28 days. So the 12-month calendar actually only has 1 month. And then all the others have a bunch of added days to compensate for trying to calculate a 365-day year. So it's inside the numeral or divided by 12. You know, so it's an interesting situation when they could simply factor it to 13 and have a beautiful even flow. And that has an impact on our thinking. That has an impact on our physical health. And we begin to know this when we begin to actually engage with that particular framework as a way to bring all other frameworks into synchronicity. And that's the purpose of this, is to actually bring all these other calendar systems. It's not to dismiss them. It's to actually synchronize them. because in synchronizing them, you can actually get a proper perspective on where we are in time and the purpose of timing. And you get a clear perspective on good timing. Another word I like to use for synchronicity, but good timing, meaningful alignment, meaningful arrangement, purposeful arrangement in our natural lives, in our everyday lives, so that our lives are not a doldrum of this mechanized time where we're working to pay debt or working to consume, but we're actually living to experience life as it really is, not according to this chaos and confusion that we've actually in some way all contributed to because of our agreement to continue to perpetuate these ideas, or rather not examine these particular institutions that we've just accepted as the rule. For whatever reason we've accepted it, whether through force or fear or whatever the chaos or confusion has come from, we have accepted it. And the beautiful thing and the most important thing I want to get across to people is that we actually have a choice.
Yes.
We have a choice. We don't have to subject ourselves to that consciously, because if we become conscious, it's no longer it's no longer illusory to us. It's no longer confusing.
Yes. Absolutely.
And in becoming conscious, it's something that we become aware that we've always had the solution. We literally hold the solution ourselves in our biology. Our very human form contains these same mathematics that are contained in nature. And that's the beautiful unveiling and revealing part about all of this and this choice point at this evolutionary crossroads, is the fact that we are co-conspirators in this creation. We've always had a part to play, and ever more now than ever before, we have a part to play because we're becoming conscious of it. We've been playing our part unconsciously, and that's the difference. Now that we're actually becoming conscious, we actually have a conscious choice. We can direct our creative will accordingly, and that's the invitation, I think, right now, more than anything.
Yes, yes, it's very important to have this seventh show to recap on the impact and the long-term vision, because as we all know from history, every great work of art and architecture took the old cathedrals, they took generations to build, and we are now at this point that we are that generation that have the opportunity to finish that temple, which is the celestial dome and the 13 orbits that is honoring that cycle, honoring the fact that we are governed by a celestial body that is it's basing human biology and that it's basing our everyday life. So it is really an evolutionary threshold. It's difficult sometimes to assimilate the impact on the long term that a shift like this can take, and that's why it's also very important to emphasize the transitional aspect of the calendar, because we are really advocating for the transitional use of this calendar, this tool, so that we can start to implement a shift that is in stages, and that we can really foresee a future that is not that difficult, because we have today the technology. It's really interesting the crossroads that we are in, because we know that how fast technology is going, and how demanding that is for the biological body, and 13 years ago when this was happening, we didn't have Twitter, we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have many things that we have today, Skype, and all the technology that we have to create, even this show. And but now we, because of this acceleration and this amplification, we have the chance to revert that that disharmony, that it's becoming really unsustainable at this point, because we talk about the Paris Accord, and but we also have made emphasis here that time is the atmosphere of the mind, and if that atmosphere is polluted with an old and arbitrary, irrational system to relate to time, it of course is going to engender problems on the long term, because we are deviating from a natural law. So we have now the opportunity to revert that, and a word that has been coming more and more to mind lately is redemption. You were talking about healing and how important is we have that despite our differences, we are able to reach a state of peaceful coexistence, and that this redemption aspect, it is related to keeping accounts clear, to really reckon time in a way that is based on harmonic principles. So it's interesting that in 1933 the accounting aspect of the calendar was probably one of the most important aspects because of all the benefits for accounting and for keeping harmony in the books, and this is now it's expanding. It's not just accounting. It's our daily life that can be impacted. Our health, our ability to coexist peacefully. So
essentially, on some level, it's our survival that is, you know, what is redeemed in that sense. We're like actually ensuring our survival relative to having any semblance of harmony and synchronization with the planet, consciously so. You know, it's one thing to want to change the industries of oil and gas and production and reduce carbon emissions and all these things that we do want to do and have a measurable show to do, but what about the mind that caused them to be? And unless we change it at the basis of the calendar, we're not changing the mind in a real fundamental way, which we talked about before, as the calendar being the fundamental organizing principle of the society. So in this case, this is what we're reclaiming, the ability to organize ourselves in sync with nature for the purposes of having harmony in day-to-day life. You know, and it's not to, again, the elimination of all of these entrepreneurial businesses or these industries per se, as much as it's a matter of actually having clear thinking when actually creating the new businesses, creating regenerative situations in business, as opposed to what was being done in the 1920s and 30s, which was a different orientation of that time. So in this time, I want to point out something interesting too, as we're talking about these cycles and these wheels within wheels, so to speak. We're actually 252 days out today from the launch, which is a total of 9 months, 28 days each. 252 kin, or days, since the launch of the petition, the actual petition. So I think that that's an interesting thing to point out to people to understand as we're looking at this 2020 sequence. Between now and the year 2020, that we're just now celebrating a total of 9 months or 28 days each since the launch of that, which was the electric moon on the 21st day. Today is the crystal moon of the 12th month on the 21st day. third month,
thank you for
21st
realizing
day,
that.
12th month,
wow.
21st day. It's remarkable to look at that and to appreciate where that finds us now, because this is the crux of what we've presented as choice, if you will, the referendum, to consider what would be the benefit of actually making the decision to shift our standard to being a harmonic standard, as opposed to the standard it currently is, which is a disconnected standard, which truly choose a connected harmonic standard. But that's the choice. That's what we're offering as a consideration through this effort. So we invite people to visit the website, 13months28days.info, under the menu item, the petition. You can get some background information there. What was launched on Gregorian Monday, October 10th, 2016, Indigenous Peoples Day, known as Columbus Day to many. We respect the reclaiming and reframing of that as Indigenous Peoples Day, and that's the energy and intentions with which this campaign was launched and remains and will remain as we move this forward. Fertile time, all the other meaningful touch points we like to talk about in relating this to in its purpose and scope. So I know you want to mention something as well about the Day Out of Time, as we know that that's the time coming up in the near future.
Yes, just giving thanks for the show today with an invitation for everyone to really start planning for Day Out of Time, July 25th, 2017, which is no day of the year or the week or the moon at all. That is a day to celebrate peace through culture. It's the day to talk about the banner of peace, talk to your neighbors and to your communities about this initiative. And we are 5 weeks to go, so this is a really good time to start preparing and organizing events to promote peace through culture and to promote a new harmonic standard for humanity. So thank you so much for the opportunity, Brother McCoy, and for the show.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure. You know, this is, you know, when you live in purpose, it just just brings you nothing but good energy. So with that said, I want to thank all of our colleagues and supporters out here, Uma, Mauricio, Janice, our other friends and family throughout the world who are busy helping to transform consciousness through their creative efforts and endeavors. So we give thanks for their participation, as always, and their support. And just to all those who've gone before in this energy and intention, we appreciate all of you tuning in as we've explored these seven key facts over the past several weeks. So we invite you to visit 13months28days.info to look at those seven key facts, as well as learn more about the petition, where you can also find other resources and educational tools, media, our Facebook, our Instagram, our YouTube channel. And you can also become a patron. We invite you to come up there and actually help support with a donation if you have the ability, or know others who would have the ability to do so and to actually make some donations. Your patronage actually helps support the production of further materials and just continuing to roll out this campaign over the next few years. So thank you again, Calendar Truth on Now Time Radio. We look forward to being in touch with you very soon. Stay tuned to Facebook.com/calendar truth for more updates on upcoming episodes and the like, and we look forward to being in touch. Info
wishing everyone
calendar truth dot info and info at 13months28days.info.
Yeah, thank you so much, and wishing everyone a very, very auspicious solstice in 2 days. Very important one, last day of Ramadan.
Absolutely,
very important.
Okay, peace and blessings
for
to all.
Peace.
So, wow.